And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 WSEG. And you know, I know sometimes I'm a broken record, but I say this every week. This is the favorite part of the show for me. We bring on the good kids. We bring on the kids that are nominated by you, the fan. Yes, you can nominate any special player. I don't care if they're playing peewee football, midget basketball. That's what we used to call it back up in New York. No offense, it's not midget basketball, young kids, little kids, middle school sports, high school sports, college sports, anybody that's done something special here in Savannah in sports, we'd love to hear from you. Nominate them. Give me a call at 912-507-9158. You can text me, 912-507-9158. You can go to my Facebook page, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Message me there. Email me at kdemasi@hotmail.com, or give me a tweet. I think it's a tweet at Twitter at KD Sports, and I'd love to get these kids on. And, you know, good friend of mine, and we've had a, you know, great relationship. When I worked at Effingham County High School, he took over the girls program. He gave me a call and told me about this young lady. And what more do you want me to say? I mean, she was a standout here when she played at Jenkins High School as a freshman. I got to watch her because we played against them. Then she moved to Effingham, and now she's playing Effingham County High School. Right now, she's the starting point guard. She averages 14.3 points a game, 5.5 rebounds a game, and she's the point guard. Three steals a game, four assists a game. On December 29th, Michaela Robinson of Effingham County High School provided a highlight for the Lady Rebels in a 58-40 loss. I know it's a tough one. They lost to Ridgeview High School from South Carolina, but she scored her 1,000th career point, and she's only a junior. And for what Coach Stevens has told me, she's a ball of fire. She's a leader. She loves the game. She knows the game. And what more do you want to have a player like that? And that's why she is this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Effingham County High School. The Lady Rebels basketball program, junior Michaela Robinson. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning.
So, something special when you score 1,000 points. And, you know, way back when you were, you know, back in the day, as you guys like to say, 3 years ago at Jenkins High School, did you foresee scoring 1,000 points in your career?
Yes, I planned on scoring it my sophomore year, it obviously didn't happen, but I scored it my junior year, and it's very overwhelming.
Okay.
I'm proud of myself.
And let's go back, because, you know, I'm a novice at this. You see, I got to press buttons here. This isn't as big as you'd see in a big-time studio, but once again, Michaela Robinson, the Effingham County Lady Rebels. She's junior. She's our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic of the Week. And I just asked her, if you didn't hear me or you couldn't hear it through my microphone, but through her microphone, did she picture herself scoring 1,000 points when she started at Jenkins? Once again, let's go over that answer.
Pitching myself scoring in my sophomore year, but I ended up scoring in my junior year, and it's overwhelming, and I'm very proud of myself of accomplishing my goal.
Well, you know, it had to start somewhere. Okay, and, you know, I could just tell by meeting you for the first time, watching you when you played at Jenkins, but there's something about the game that you love. But when did you start playing basketball?
I started playing when I was 5, but I started playing on an actual basketball team when I was about 7 with the Stallions. I was coached by David Miller, and he taught me very well the game and taught me how to be a true point guard to my team.
One of the best and most popular youth programs here in Savannah, Georgia, the Stallions. And once again, we know, you know, the Stallions have a lot of impact on a lot of these young athletes' life. And, you know, so, but who gave you the basketball? Who pushed you to start playing?
My brothers. Like, every time we go outside, we would play all kinds of sports. But he actually taught me how to play basketball, because when I was little, I was like, oh, I like this game. So he said I should actually try it out.
Now, a little competition. I know the question's not there. Who wins, you or your brothers?
Me.
I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. We're talking to junior basketball player, Lady Rebel from Effingham County High School, Michaela Robinson. I mean, so what about the sport do you like the most? Do you appreciate the most? Is it shooting? Is it playing defense? Is it scoring? Is it passing? I mean, she's a point guard, people. point guard. She's 5'5". She's averaging 6 rebounds a game. So she just doesn't throw the ball to somebody or score. She's also rebounding.
Well, the whole game to me is just life. I like playing against competitive teams. It makes it more fun, and it gets you to learn new skills against playing against better people.
Well, you know, you have some skills, okay? You could score. You're averaging almost 15 points a game. You could rebound almost 6 rebounds. You have 3 or 4 assists, okay? So what skill in your mind is Mikayla Robinson's best skill?
Reading the court, getting my teammates involved, and just playing basketball.
Seeing what's going on and seeing how it goes, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're doing a good job of that. And now, in today's, how could I put this? In today's sports world, we know there's so much that goes into making yourself better, okay? Is there a special routine that Mikayla Robinson uses to get better, or is it just going out there playing against your brothers and beating up on your brothers?
Playing against boys that's in my school that plays on a varsity basketball team. I play against them. They teach me how to do different skills against different people, and I just work on those things constantly.
Now, you know the old saying, to be the best, you got to beat the best, and usually the guys do a number on you. And I'm telling you right now, being a girls' basketball coach for 17 years, I loved when my girls' basketball players went and played with the guys. Because it's only going to make you better. Yeah, they're physically bigger and they're going to push you around. But
it's going to make you
stronger. I mean, you got some handles and you can shoot the rock. I mean, they're going to take notice. They're going to put you on their team, right?
Yes, sir.
So, now, as far as Effingham County High School, are there any other sports you play or want to play? Or is it just basketball?
I ran track last year. I want to do volleyball this year, well, next season that's coming up. But my parents want me to play golf, so I'll try out golf.
But it just so happens, is Coach Stevens still coaching golf?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you got someone that, you know, you got someone else that's someone that knows the game of golf also.
Yep.
You know, just picture these two people, okay? Once again, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 14 and 104.3 FM. We're in the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm talking to Mikayla Robinson, Effingham County. Mikayla is the 5'5" starting point guard. Her basketball coach is 6'7". So can you imagine these two people on the golf course together? It's going to be a good sight, but I know Curtis does a great job. And now, we can't forget about your teammates. Who else on the team is having a good season?
The whole team is having a good season. We are all playing together as one team. We're looking like a family out there. We all accomplishing goals, and we all seeing eye to eye with each other.
All right. Well, tell me about, you know, my girl Keisha.
Oh, she's doing real good. She gets to the hole, strong, finishes, make free throws. She's making good decisions on the court, and she's just doing her thing.
Now, I you know, the other half of this guard duo is Ebony Hicklin, right?
Yes.
What's Ebony doing?
She's a good defender. She helps defend on other people that, you know, that's the best player on the other team. She gets stops. She gets a couple of rebounds. She gets some shots up. She's good. She's making good decisions, too.
She's quick, too.
Yeah, she's quick real too. Quick.
And I got to send a big shout out to this girl because I didn't get a chance to coach these girls because I left right before the season started when they were freshmen. But Brooke Fowler, I mean, the girl could light up the three. Is she lighting up the three up this year? She's more of a rounded person because I know she loves shooting three-pointers.
Yeah, she does. Mainly she's down low because, you know, we don't have a big team. But when she's out there on the side to hit a three, she'll hit a three. And when she's down low, she can make good plays, make good decisions and passes and get some points on the board.
Well, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm talking to Mikayla Robinson, the point guard from Effingham County High School, the Lady Rebels. She just scored her 1,000th point in December, and she's having a great season. So are the Lady Rebels, which leads me into my next question. So tell me about the team this year. What's so special about the Lady Rebels this year?
We all won. Like, we got each other back. We read each other, and like we just get along with everybody on the court. We look, it's one big family.
All right, and tell us about your high school experience. Well, I'm going to bring this one up here. Okay, you're one big family. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the tall guy. Okay, Curtis Stevens. What does Coach Stevens bring to this program that makes you guys want to play for him?
He brings positive things. He keeps us motivated on the court. He also teaches us how to do better things, like make good decisions on what we should do on the court to beat the other team. And he also treats us like we his kids. He care about us. We care about him. So we look at him like our dad, like a basketball dad.
Curtis is a great guy, even though he's from Philadelphia. I still love you, Curtis, if you're listening. Does a great job. I'm telling you right now, he has a lot of basketball experience, played high school basketball, and I knew it was going to be something special when I left and he took over the program, and I'm glad he was the right guy for the job. Now, Effingham County High School, Springfield, Georgia, out there in the country. Tell us about Effingham County High School, what it means to you. You've been there 2 years now. What's Effingham County High School like?
It's a good environment. When I first got there, I didn't think I was going to know a lot of people. But since I was on the basketball team, everybody just came and just introduced themselves to me. I introduced myself to them. We became friends, and we all got each other back.
And go ahead.
It's just a good environment.
Good environment. Now, teachers, administrators, of course, my man, the principal, Yancey Ford, and the assistant principal, Tim Hood, knew him very well, know him very well. Tell us about the administrators and the teachers. What do the teachers mean to you?
The teachers mean a lot to me. They help me with my work. They make sure I get things done. Even though I play sports, they make sure I get it done, get my grades up, because, you know, got to have grades to get a scholarship. So they made sure I get all that stuff done. They care about their students.
Oh, the first thing a college coach is going to ask Coach Stevens?
How are their grades?
How's your grades? So at least you understand where that's coming from, and your grades are more important. I mean, because they know how good you are. They know about Michaela Robinson. They know her skills. They know she has handles. They know she's very very energetic and quick, but they want your grades. So, you know, she's only a junior. Hopefully she'll be back here next year, or if they win the whole thing this year, I'll bring the whole team in. Where do you want to go to college, and what do you hope to study? I mean, you know, it's a little off, but something for you to think about.
I'm looking at Tulane University, University of North Florida, and Wichita State right now. I want to study in physical therapy because I like to help people and, you know, get them right, get them better for the next step.
Give back, right? It's better to give than to get, right?
Yeah.
So, Michaela Robinson, point guard, Effingham County High School, great season so far. She scored her 1,000 points. She's averaging 15 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, 4 assists a game, and she's only the point guard. But, you know, that's what every coach looks for. If your point guard can get you 6 rebounds a game, she'll start on my boys' team if she could do that. Well, Michaela, you're doing a great job, and I thank Coach Stevens for letting me know that you are this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for January 10th, 2015. Michaela Robinson from Effingham County High School basketball. Keep up the great work, and as I always like to say, and I know they say this in Effingham County, go Rebels.
Thank you.
Once again, this could not be possible without Dr. Bart Weatherington sponsoring this segment. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick up something and throw it across the room. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at 2 locations in Savannah. The new location is at 329 Eisenhower Drive. That's between Waters and Habersham. Okay, it's on the left-hand side, right by the State Farm insurance sign. And then you can visit him in Pooler at the Pooler location at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. Dr. Bart Weatherington, athletic guy himself, coaches baseball, is an angler, loves sports, loves kids, and loves hearing about these kids every week, and I know you do too. So, once again, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. This section was brought to you by Dr. Bart Weatherington, and we'll come up back next with talk a little bit of college football, big championship Monday with hopefully the man that invented SouthernPigskin.com, BJ Bennett. Once again, Michaela, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Keep for the good work, and I will be at a game this year. I told Coach Steven I got to come see you guys play. Still got a little blue and red in me.
Okay.
Are we allowed to say red?
Yes.
We're allowed to use red now?
Yes.
Good job, okay? And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.